Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Rona Days, episode 65 of the show, where I recap my week as it goes during the Rona Days. It was crazy kind of start to the week. I slept most of Monday. I probably could have slept the entire day away. I forget what time I actually woke up on Monday. Just not feeling good. But slept most of the day. And then Monday night, I ended up getting a migraine and didn't get any sleep Monday night. So Tuesday, I was just out of it. From like the immense amount of sleep I got Monday to like not getting any sleep that night, which, you know, I probably wouldn't have gotten that great of sleep anyway, since I had slept so much the previous day. I don't know what it is. I get migraines now and then, you know, pretty, not regularly, but I'll get them a few times a year, and I've been getting them for years. And they usually come at night. I'm assuming it's either from probably dehydration or something like that kind of triggers it. I mean, it's summertime. I'm probably not drinking as much water as I should be, although I try to. But that migraine, it's just so much pain. And it might not be a migraine. It might be like a cluster headache. I don't know exactly. I don't really go to doctors. I haven't been to a doctor since I broke my hand over a decade ago. And then before that, who knows, like bronchitis 20 years ago. I haven't had medical insurance for a long time, and I just didn't grow up going to doctors. So it's like when I get sick, it's just like, okay, I guess take medicine until you get better. And sometimes it takes a long time to get better. So I don't know if my migraines are from anything. Maybe it's a tumor. Who knows? So that sucked. It just sucks. It's just like pain. It's like horrible pain that I can't really relieve. I can't sleep. It's just constant trying to find some comfort, rolling around, trying to sleep in a way that somehow makes it. But then sometimes when it gets really bad, it ends up making me throw up, which, spoilers, I threw up. It's just horrible. It's just like, it gets to a point, and sometimes I think I throw up maybe because I'm taking but it shouldn't be. I think it's just the migraine that's making me throw up. And it's just, to throw up when your head already feels like it wants to explode, like, there's no other time that I just wish it's the worst pain, and it's just, I wish for everything to end. Like, I just wish it all to end. Just please go away. And it finally did. And I maybe got, like, an hour or two of sleep. I passed out for a little bit, maybe on Tuesday morning, but for the most part, it was a slow Tuesday. I've been winding down at the end of my nights watching Friends ever since the reunion episode came out. I should go back and watch Friends. You know, I'd revisited a bunch of sitcoms and finished some sitcoms that I hadn't finished. And I don't know if I had ever finished Friends, because it came out, I think I'm at season 6 right now, which came out in 1999. And 99 was the year I was a senior in high school. I graduated high school in 1999, and also got kicked out of my house and moved in with a girlfriend. And I had two jobs and going to community college. I really didn't have time for Friends. And it was a few years. It's like they went 10 seasons. So there's like 4 seasons of Friends that I may not have seen. One of my best friends is a huge Friends fanatic, or at least used to be. I don't know if she still is. But it was a show that I remember visiting her once, and she didn't have cable, but she had the Friends complete series on DVD, and she would just watch in a loop, complete the series, and then watch it all again. So I may have seen episodes on there, but so far, up until season 6, maybe up until season 5, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it, and it does get, once once everybody starts kind of like hooking up with each other, it becomes like more incestuous. Not that they're related, but you know, they are like a family. It kind of falls apart. It's starting to fall apart for me. Like Rachel Green, horrible person, by the way. Just Jennifer Aniston's character. Just like super self-centered, super like manipulative, gaslighting as fuck. Like just a horrible person. Ruins Ross's wedding. She like just the one of the most selfish people. Like I can't imagine. Like I'm so blown away on how like selfish this woman is in the show. This character is, and just like how much love that she got. I mean, she was attractive. You know, she was like all the other female characters, had prominent nipples popping through the shirts. But it's crazy how much how unattractive she is by her attitude, at least the character, not Jennifer Aniston herself. I'm sure she's a sweet human being, but the character is not good. I feel like I relate more to Chandler in a lot of ways, even though his facial movements, like his face and his mannerisms, remind me of my friend's ex, who I despise. So that's kind of weird. But as far as his wittiness and his quick wit is like he uses humor to you know, get to as a defense mechanism, and I feel like I've done the same thing. And then like I've had people compare me to Joey, but I don't know how much he's a little brain dead. He's like a mimbo, a man bimbo. But it's a fun show, even though it's starting to fall apart. I'll probably do a series kind of recap episode when I'm all done. But I've been winding down. I mean, it's a show that I've watched a lot of the episodes. I kind of understand what's happening. I mean, somehow they're able to afford these apartments. They don't ever seem to be working very often. They spend all their time in a coffee house. But, you know, it's a fun show that I can put on. And if I miss something, I don't really care. You know, I'll spend like an hour on TikTok, but, you know, Friends will be going on in the background. So it's a fun show, and there's funny moments. I enjoy it. It's not the best show, but it's not the worst show either. And I'm curious to see how much of it I haven't seen. Now that I'm in like season 6, I think there's been a few episodes that I don't remember. And I'll imagine season 7 through 10 are going to be even more of that. So that's been interesting. I've also been rewatching. I'm gearing up doing preparation and research for an upcoming episode of Top 5, which will probably be next week's Top 5, Saturday. That episode, those shows get released on Saturdays. But I'm rewatching Paul Thomas Anderson films. I'm a big Paul Thomas Anderson fan, and it's been a while since I've revisited his films. So far, I started with Boogie Nights. I watched Hard Eight. And rewatch Phantom Thread. I'm far more of a fan of Phantom Thread this rewatch versus when I watched it in a theater a couple years ago. It just, my mental state when I watched it in the theater, like I was like after a full day of working, driving around all over the place, I went to this small theater at the end of the night and watched it. And it's a very slow movie. So I was like fighting falling asleep more than anything. But it's a beautiful film. I've definitely changed my opinion of it. I don't know if it will make my top five list. I still have a bunch of movies to watch still, but it's been fun watching them in order because you get to understand Paul Thomas Anderson as a director, as a storyteller, and just kind of you get into the mindset of how he's going to tell a story more so when you're watching them in succession. And I'm really enjoying it. So it's really feels nice watching a movie directed by somebody who's really good at directing and really good at telling stories versus, you know, a couple weeks ago when I reviewed the zombie movie by Zack Snyder, that it's just that's the example of somebody that has no idea how to tell a good story. That like that tells an hour and a half long action film in a 2.5 hour long mess So it's kind of nice to see that other side of the coin where, like, directors, you know, especially ones that write and direct their own stuff, which Zack Snyder wrote and directed that one, which was horrible. But Paul Thomas Anderson, same with, like, Tarantino. Paul Thomas Anderson and Tarantino are, like, very, not similar, but very, they're masters of their craft. Let's put it that way. Not only of writing, but of directing, too. And different styles. Like, Tarantino is a wild man when it comes to films. And Paul Thomas Anderson is just clean, methodical, but he knows what he's doing. Like, especially Boogie Nights, like the which I'll talk about tomorrow, I guess. It's just great rewatching all these movies that I haven't watched in a while. Because Paul Thomas Anderson, I mean, the pacing tends to be a little bit slow, so I have to be in the mindset to watch a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. Which, again, already having that mindset going into it helps out when you're watching them all at once. So that's what I've been watching a lot of the Paul Thomas Anderson movies. Not a lot. I've watched a few of them. They are on the longer side, so, and they are slower paced. So I'm not burning through them. It's not a situation like the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise where I can knock out like three movies in a day. Paul Thomas Anderson films, that'd be tough, man, to watch like Boogie Nights, then like Magnolia, then like There Will Be Blood. That's like a 12-hour day almost. And a lot of like slow but great. Anyway, I'm looking forward to finishing that up. Hopefully next Saturday, I will be doing my top five Paul Thomas Anderson films. Also, there was a bird in the house. A bird just flew into my roommate. I live in a detached garage, but my roommate who lives in the main house, obviously, with her kid, a bird invaded the house. So it was almost like an episode of Friends or like some sitcom where my friend and I are just trying to get this bird. It was in her kid's room. She took the screen off the window wide open, and this bird is just flying, hitting its head on the ceiling, not going out the window. It was just going back and forth throughout this room, not going out the giant opening in the wall. Like, the only opening, the only clear opening to anywhere in this bird is going everywhere but there. Finally, my friend was able to get it into a pot, got the lid on it. I took it outside and freed it. But it was like, it was frustrating, man. That bird would, like, fall down in crevices. I mean, it was just trying not to like hurt it. Obviously, you want to get the bird out harm free, because the bird didn't do anything wrong, and it wasn't like a big bird. But finally, it was able to get out. It took way longer than it should have, and was just kind of a ridiculous situation. Like, it's always fun to see those situations on TV. You know, it's very comical. But the reality is, like, they just go on. They go on for too long, like Family Guy bits, like when Peter Griffin hurts his knee and he and then he does that for like 3 minutes. And the fact that he does it for 3 minutes is the comedy. I'm not a big fan of Family Guy, but that's what it felt like. It just felt like a comedy bit that went on way too long. It's like this bird did not know when to give up and just turned a comedy bit into tragedy. But the bird was safe, got it out alive and safe. And things are good. Things are good. A little bit of drama, but been watching Paul Thomas Anderson films. It's been hot as shit. It's supposed to be over 120 degrees. I think actually the day this comes out, Thursday, it's supposed to be 122 degrees. And it's not even, like, it usually gets over 120 degrees a few times in July, and then maybe August, but we're still in June, and it's going to be over 120 degrees. Just insane. Air conditioner's running constantly. Thankfully, I'm not driving. It's just insane that I used to, during the summertime, it was dead in the valley, driving Uber and Lyft, and I would just be sitting in a parking lot during the day trying to find some shade. but just in a parking lot, windows down, pouring ice water on myself, trying not to overheat, waiting for somebody to get a ride somewhere. Just a hellish existence that I'm glad I am no longer going to be doing. But yeah, that's been my week. I hope everybody else is having a good week. Hope everybody's getting vaccinated. Make sure you get vaccinated, because all the stupid people who aren't going to get vaccinated are going to die or get sick from these new COVID variants that are coming into the country that are spread even more than the regular COVID did, that are more dangerous than COVID. So get your shots. You're not going to be magnetized. Keys and coins are not magnetic. So if you see a person holding keys or coins to themselves, tell them to take a shower, because they're just oily and disgusting and they're stupid. Tell them to read a book and stop watching YouTube videos for education. Although there's a lot of books out there of misinformation too. But yeah, be good, everybody. Hopefully everybody's good. Yep. Sign up for Ting and get yourself $25 in credit on your new cell phone service, or get yourself $25 and put it towards a new device. Go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/Ting. That's T-I-N-G. You'll get cell phone service that you don't pay an arm and a leg for. It's amazing service that's part of all the major cell phone networks. But sign up today through my link. Get yourself $25 in credit that you can apply to a new cell phone. You can apply it to your service. But it's amazing cell phone service that I've used for many, many years. So go through my link, inspireddisorder.com/Ting. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com, and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!